This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
So we have a little bit of schedule release news, but in a totally different realm than what we normally have. Just need to clarify some things and something going on here. I have been told Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen will not be appearing on the Today Show tomorrow. However, the network, NBC, and the Today Show are working on having him sometime down the road. It will not happen tomorrow. So Josh Allen is not going on the Today Show tomorrow. They are working on having him at some point down the road. I just tweeted that out at Sal Sports. Also, I just saw that Melissa Holmes has tweeted the same thing, essentially. So there you go. Okay, going to get to Mike Shope here in a minute. We're going to talk NFL schedule, and coverage of the NFL schedule release on WGR is presented by Window Nation, the perfect fit for your home and wallet. Mike Shope going to be joining me right here on the Wester Hotline. We're going to talk schedule release with Mike, so we welcome him in right now. Normally, we talk Mike, when he's asking me the questions, but I'm going to ask you the questions, Mike.
Thanks for joining me today, Mike. I always appreciate talking with you about the NFL schedule. Generally, it's the other way around. Like, I'm on your show, we talk a lot about it, but I figured I'd ask you some questions about the NFL schedule, so thanks for doing this.
My pleasure. It's one of my favorite subjects. This morning, I also have my podcast where myself and three others will babble on about trends and fantasy drafts for 2 hours. So I maybe like 1A, 1B as far as my favorite things to talk about.
Who knows? While we're on the air here, we could get some more, schedule announcements or leaks or whatever. But they're starting to come in. And now that we're talking, it's really good timing because we just learned this morning the entire international slate. I shouldn't say that. It hasn't been officially announced about the Chiefs, I believe, being the opponent against the Chargers, but it's pretty much out there. But everything else is official, and no Bills international. What did you think for the last couple months about the Bills possibly playing international in Dublin or maybe even in London against the Browns?
I always sort of like those games, and so I wouldn't be traveling to them. You would be, and fans would be, and I think that that's kind of a special opportunity. Where, we sort of grew up, if you were an avid fan, imagining perhaps dreaming about going to see the Bills, whoever, in every stadium or as many as you could, those one time in 8 year opportunities how it used to be to see them in Lambeau Field or wherever. So to see them in Madrid or Dublin or Brazil would be, amazing in that context. But, it's also not everybody's sort of routine to see them play. Not all those games are going to be 9:30 in the morning. And so that's different. I guess I didn't really care too much one way or the other. You were saying how you thought it was possible that they could get that Steeler game, but ends up being that the Vikings will play back to back which is interesting. I could see the trade-off there, Sal, where they play 2 weeks in a row in Europe. You know, that's a long time. We've talked about with the Bills and the Jacksonville game a few years ago, how maybe Jacksonville had an advantage being acclimated, having been over there already. And, you know, also in this way, the Vikings won't have to go to Pittsburgh or Cleveland. So a chunk of their road schedule is basically neutered by this, neutralized.
We've learned over the last, you know, few weeks, I didn't know this for sure. I've never gotten this intel or information from Mike North, having him on the podcast for all these years. But then when it started to come out and I kind of said, okay, wait, what's going on here? It was confirmed. Teams can protect two games from going international if they are the home team. Let's just kind of hypothesize here. Do you think the Steelers protected the Bills game from going over there?
I don't know their whole list. So maybe.
Well, it's their North opponents. Then you have the Bills, the Packers, the Colts, the Dolphins, the Vikings, and the Seahawks.
Possible. Teams' incentives would be different.
Yes.
Like the Chargers reportedly protected two games that were not division games. Mm-hmm. Hence, the Chiefs end up going to be their opponent at a neutral site in Sao Paulo. So maybe. I think we knew that Green Bay was going to be protected, right? Because Mark Murphy from Green Bay said, we're not going. We know that we're not going. So that's probably what happened there. But, you know, some teams would want to prevent having the visiting team's fans just sort of take over their stadiums. If Tennessee, I wonder if Tennessee had an international game, they would have wanted to have it be the Bills so that they wouldn't have Nashville overrun by 50,000 Bills fans.
Right.
Incentives could be different, but it's hard to know.
So let's talk about week one, because we know the opener. First of all, what do you think about the, I didn't get a chance to talk. I was off yesterday after we kind of had that reveal. What do you think about the opener, Cowboys at Eagles?
I think it's okay. I mean, Dallas is Dallas. I like the Washington idea, mm-hmm. and even the Rams. Detroit's on their home schedule too. But I have always had this feeling that those opening night primetime games don't have to be so good on paper. Mm-hmm. Like they're going to be hits already. So it doesn't have to be the best matchup. You wouldn't see the Super Bowl rematch necessarily be in that first game, although the Eagles play the Chiefs on the road, so that wasn't going to happen anyway. But Dallas-Philadelphia looks good every time. The uniforms are always the same. It's always green, Philadelphia in green and Dallas in white. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, right. We don't know the Sunday night game yet, week one, or Monday night game yet, week one. Josh Allen is going on to the Today Show on Wednesday morning. I wonder if that's going to be a reveal for week one Sunday night football. I think it's very, very possible. What do you think the chances are that that is kind of why he's going on and the Bills being in that slot?
It's definitely possible. We ran with the idea that it would be around Christmas, most of our show yesterday. Whether they would announce the Peacock holiday exclusive, Sal.
Right.
On the Saturday night or not. Bulldog seemed to remember that with the Chargers, they did specify the Peacock game. So maybe they would do that, maybe not. There's also the Sunday night that week. There's the Hallmark movie. It could be the last regular season game at the stadium. Mm-hmm. It's week 17. So I would guess in that direction. You know, the Bills on week one on Sunday night would make sense. You've got the NFC on Thursday night. That's maybe Baltimore or Cincinnati on Sunday night, but I don't need it. I think there are, as always, tons of good choices available. And then the Monday night is that times 10, because the Monday night could be anything. I have a favorite for the Monday night, just like a sort of a pet idea.
All right.
If you want it.
Yeah, I would love it.
Because it would be their NFL debuts, I like Jacksonville at Vegas for Hunter and Genty on Monday night. Vegas has played in that slot before.
Yeah.
And they've never been good during this, but they still get it. Pete Carroll's interesting. Jacksonville is not so interesting, but Hunter is. So I think, you know, those two guys playing their first game in the league against each other in Vegas out west. Although maybe that's better if there's two games in week one. And I guess we don't really know for sure, right? They have done that, but recently it's been weeks two and three where they've had doubleheaders.
Yeah, and I'm not sure. The NFL hasn't kind of specified that. It's actually one of the things that have been under wraps this year when they're doing those doubleheaders. They will have some of those this year. Going back to the Saturday weekend of Christmas, and I know I sent this to you yesterday, and you and Chris talked about it a little bit. What it says on the release is the Peacock Holiday Exclusive will be selected from a pool of key NFL Week 17 Saturday matchups. So I just don't think we're going to get a game that announced about that night. I think you're going to get the what we do every year. Here's five games that could be played at any time that weekend, and at some point, we're going to be told which game that is at that night.
Maybe. It's just ambiguous enough for me to wonder. Because they don't say when they're going to make that selection.
That's true.
But, you know, it's a fair point for sure.
All right. So Mike Schoep, by the way, here on the Western Hotline, we're talking schedule release for the Buffalo Bills. What would be if the Bills are the week one Sunday night home team? What do you think the best opponent there would be from the NFL's eyes, from NBC's eyes? Jeremy and I talked about either Ravens or Bengals here. And I think that's probably those are probably the two likely choices. Would you have a favorite that would go in that spot?
I think they're the only choices. Okay. Can't be Philadelphia or Kansas City anyway, because they're already booked.
Yep.
For week one, I think Baltimore far outranks Cincinnati. Just the Jackson and Allen, they've been top two in MVP each of the last 2 years. Playoff rematch. I mean, that's a Titanic game. I think for week 17, the Bengals could fit there. There's history with them too, and it's also kind of like around the date of the Hamlin game, and I just think Cincinnati would be in play for week 17. I think also the Dolphins would be in play for that game,
100%,
because end of the stadium, or even the Jets, but the Jets could be so bad. I think if it's late, then more teams are in play. If it's week one, it's got to be Baltimore. There's nobody else who would make it to Sunday Night Football week one, I think. That's kind of why I don't think it's the Bills. Like, I like Detroit-Chicago with Ben Johnson.
Ooh,
or,
yeah.
You know, you could
the
put
Bears
the Ravens,
are getting a lot
you know.
Of love right now, and I think the Bears are going to be featured quite a bit this year.
Yeah. And the Eagles, we already know four of their games. Are they that interesting? Like, is Philadelphia so interesting that we should know four of their games before, you know, Tuesday the sun comes up?
Super Bowl champs, big market, and there's just always seems to be drama with them, right? Personalities.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, they're not, if I may, they're not the Chiefs for me. Like, right? Kansas City is more like, they're sexier than Philadelphia.
All right, Mike. So 2 years ago, I think a lot of us were surprised by a couple of the primetime games the Bills got. They got a Denver game here at night. Yeah. They got a Buccaneers game here at night. If there's an under-the-radar Bills primetime game that we haven't talked about, a team like, you know what, like that could happen, who would it be? And I say this also thinking back to the conversation with Mike North on the podcast, which is when he said, look, back in the day, we would put the Bills on primetime against a team that would carry the primetime. The other team was the anchor. Now, the Bills can be the anchor. We could put somebody else there. And I think about that now.
I think I have a real, like, they can't be that confident with the schedule. Like, it's almost all going to be wrong.
Right.
But for me, the easy answer to this question is at Atlanta.
Ooh.
Atlanta is a big market. And they're interesting, I think, now with Michael Penix. They might not be bad. Buffalo at Atlanta on a Thursday or Monday night seems kind of perfect. So that would be my guess.
What about at Carolina? I've thought about them a little bit here, too, with Bryce Young. They started to play a little bit better as the season went on. There's a lot of connections between Buffalo-Carolina storylines, obviously, you know, with McDermott and Bean and all that.
They do have a night game a long time ago well, but I don't know. I just don't like it on paper very much. I think Carolina is interesting, but I think they have to go a level up first. There's also Tampa. New Orleans might be really bad, though they've been a Thanksgiving night game before with the Bills. I guess it's debatable, but Carolina is not even Atlanta to me.
The Thanksgiving night game you just referenced has not been revealed yet. I mean, we know the Bills are not playing on Christmas night. I don't believe they're going to play Christmas at all. It seems like that's the case. It still could happen. I don't think that's going to happen. We know they're not Black Friday. We know they're not Detroit Thanksgiving. We know they're not Dallas Thanksgiving. You do have that Thanksgiving night game, though, that I keep thinking about. Is that a possibility for the Bills?
I guess. I would ask you. I guess it is. That could be like the Steelers game. That could be even a home game. But I don't know. There's no formula for that game. I mean, those have been NFC games. I think we might have had the Ravens-Steelers once, or maybe not. But we've had the Saints. We've had San Francisco-Seattle on Thanksgiving night. I feel like it could be anything.
Mike, what is your idea for an 18th game when the NFL eventually goes 18 games? This is going to happen. I just think it's a fait accompli. It's going to happen. What is your idea for how to do that?
I guess it probably has to be the inverse, if that's the right term for it, of what they're doing with the 17th game, which would be another first place team from the other conference, but home instead of away or vice versa. It would create a slight, you know, continuation of the schedule imbalance in terms of strength of opponents. If the Bills were to play another first place team and say the Patriots were to play another last place team, but I don't know that the league would see that as bad. I mean, probably not. The bottom line is always the entertainment value of the product. Mm-hmm. And those 1v1 games are huge games. So if you had this year the Bills and the Rams or the Lions again, you know, is that something the league would make an effort to avoid? No. I mean, Kansas City, same thing. I mean, you'd have another big matchup and, you know, seven teams make the playoffs. I don't think the league would consider it too penal for the top team. So I think that's probably what they'll do. Do you agree?
Yes, I do. But I do think, you know, there's a discussion about the imbalance that you made. And even Mike kind of recognized that when we talked. And maybe it could be, instead of a first place team, maybe a second place team or a third place team, something like that, right? Where, yeah, you're still doing a crossover based on your finish, but it doesn't have to be the first place finish.
Well, really what they should do is let us decide, because we will just do it in the best interest of the sport. You know, like just what would be, if I were the commissioner of a sports league, I would definitely have a hand in the schedule. These are the games I want to watch.
Yes.
So with football, you don't get, everybody doesn't play everybody every year like they have in all the other sports. I mean, all three other sports. Baseball now, you get the Yankees get every National League team in their stadium, and the Yankees go to theirs every year. So there's nothing left. There's no, you know, intrigue in this way left. So football still has that, which I like. I always have liked the football schedule, how, you know, you'd go years without seeing certain teams from the other conference. Now, again, that's changed with the 17th game. It probably will change further.
NHL schedule used to be a little bit more, you see teams a little bit more often. I liked the old schedule versus what they do now and the way they do it. Obviously, the playoff format I don't like. But I used to like, you know, growing up and knowing you'd see what the Oilers would come to town maybe, what, twice a year, I think it was? Okay, once. Yeah, you'd go there once, they'd come here once, right? And then you'd play, obviously, division games. You played eight times.
Right. That's how it is now. They've changed it a lot. I mean, over the years, you used to have so many more division games than now. I mean, the Sabres played the Leafs three times. They didn't see Tampa until like March this year. So that's different, but it's still just the one home and away versus the West. They've tried everything. Hockey. I guess it's okay.
A couple of fantasy questions for you, if I may. I'd love to do that. All right. So you're involved in a lot of these leagues. You've been drafting. It's getting closer to time. I know you do all a whole different bunch of formats. Rookies, lots of talk about these rookies this year. You're talking about Travis Hunter, Ashton Jeanty. Who have been the hot rookies? How high have they been going? And kind of where's everybody putting a little bit more stock this year?
Yeah, the Dynasty format is so much fun, if anybody cares to know. Like just being able to draft this time of year, right after the NFL draft, and then you have your players year-round and can make moves, you know, as opposed to the more traditional, just like August draft at the golf course and, you know, on from there, and then the season ends. Ashton Jeanty is the number one pick in almost every format. I thought before we got to the rookie draft season that I would never see him not go first at all. And so far, that's still the case. Even in super flex leagues where quarterbacks have so much more value, Cam Ward does not go 101. Ashton Jeanty goes 101 in every draft. So he is like up, he's up there with above Bijan Robinson. He's up there with Barkley when Barkley was a rookie for that kind of an interest, that kind of interest. Then 2-4 is some, in some order, is always Omarion Hampton with the Chargers, Tet McMillan, Carolina, Travis Hunter. And then after that, it's just kind of pick your guy from like pick 5 to the end of the first round. You see RJ Harvey with his landing spot in Denver, which is very, you know, promising for him. Henderson in New England, Judkins in Cleveland, and then a few different receivers as well. Tight end premium formats, you'll see Colston Loveland and Tyler Warren, you know, sneak into that mix too. But really, you've got one tier is one guy, and then the second tier is three guys almost always. And then after that, I think you, if you're in these kind of rookie drafts, most of which are over, you don't want to be picking at 5. You'd rather be picking at 10 because you'll get about the same player.
If you're in a just kind of regular week to week league, not dynasty, I know there was a trend a few years ago, just you kind of hold off on quarterbacks, and suddenly like Josh Allen was number, 101 or 102. Where is it now with that? Like who's going early and when do you take quarterbacks?
So it's usually round
PPR leagues, by the way, I would say PPR too.
Usually round three at the earliest, sometimes late second for an Allen or Lamar Jackson. Jaden Daniels is right there too in that mix. But it's never like sort of the experts always kind of like scoff at the early quarterback thing. But, you know, like you said, like you get this insane production from those guys because of the rushing. You can't touch a quarterback as early as even round three. If they don't, you can't touch Joe Burrow in the third round because right. He doesn't run. But Allen just gives you this incredible rushing potential. Lamar Jackson, 1,000 yards. I mean, come on. So it's almost like cheating. Even who's interesting this year, I think, is Justin Fields, because very few seem optimistic for him as a, you know, bona fide NFL quarterback. But the rushing ceiling is so high, and he's probably going to start all year for the Jets. So, you know, he's good value. And then there's Milroe, the rookie that Seattle took, if you think the Sam Darnold experiment might not go so well, especially for Dynasty, because his running is so elite, they say, too. But that's the key to the quarterback position, is making sure you get real production on the ground. And, you know, a few guys give you that.
The schedule, you said week 17 is really big in the fantasy community, right? For a lot of what you do.
In best ball, it is.
Yeah.
Where you're drafting and then you're not touching your team at all. Like there's no work to do.
Oh, yeah.
And those tournaments, you know, Best Ball Mania 6 pays out, I think, $2 million to first place. You've got to win your league through week 14 and then somehow win in other new groups weeks 15 and 16 to get to the finals. You'll have maybe 400 teams in the final. And you've got to kill it in week 17. So the most in best ball, the most important thing by far of the schedule release is who plays whom in week 17. And once that gets out tomorrow night, if not sooner, the hardcore, the sickos will flock to Underdog and start drafting based on those correlations. You know, if the Bills do play the Bengals on that Peacock holiday surprise or whatever it is, in week 17, then you're back to the Hamlin game where Buffalo and Cincinnati, yeah, two high octane offenses. You're going to want to include, you're going to want to have both teams, both the Bills and the Bengals in that case, on your represented on your roster, because you're hoping that that game ends up being, you know, explosive.
Mike, in a league that I've been in many years, we have had 12 teams for a long time. Apparently the vote is we're going to expand two more teams, go to 14. Trying to figure out the best way to do it. I had my suggestions. Right now we have 12 teams, only two divisions. Top two division winners make it by record, two division winners, and then four teams make the playoffs by points. What do you think the best format is for a 14 team league when it comes to divisions and playoffs?
You can do it the same way. I don't really like divisions because it's just a little bit more randomness than I think you need. I like a format where you have two outcomes every week. Your head-to-head score, I still like keeping that. You know, some people just are all about the points, but I still like head-to-head. Head-to-head is fun. Mm-hmm. And then also, in a 12-team league, top six in points get a second win, bottom six get a loss. Because that takes some of the randomness out. And, you know, you could also just kind of like award playoff spots necessarily to most points. I think you said that's what you do. You could do that too. I don't think the changing the number of teams would matter to me in that. But divisions, you know, you get the weak division and that can, you know, be a big advantage. And that's pretty random.
You think that if you go to 14 teams, how many should make the playoffs?
The same, six. I wouldn't change that.
Interesting.
Yeah,
interesting.
Make it a little harder.
All right, I love it.
But if you use points, that's still fair. I mean, that's less likely that somebody's going to complain that, you know, you're first in points against, but seventh in points and still make it.
I mean, I know.
Nobody wants that, except the team that gets it.
All right, so what do you got going on today? You do have something on every Tuesday. You have something. What is it?
ADP Chasing, which is probably airing on YouTube as we speak, is from 10 to somewhere between 11:30 and noon. It's, you know, it's a podcast, and we just... it's flexible on when we wrap, but it'll go at least an hour and a half today. And then I'll be in with Bulldog at 3.
And then I'll join you later today if you'd like, and we'll talk a little bit more about the schedule. Mike Schoep, everybody. Yeah, thanks a lot, Mike. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
In that conversation with Mike, I did mention that I think it came up about Josh Allen and today's show. But just to clarify one more time for everybody out there, in case you're just tuning in, I know it's been out there and even they tweeted it and promoted it and confirmed it. It is no longer confirmed. Josh Allen will not be appearing on today's show tomorrow on NBC. However, the network and the show are working to have him on sometime down the road, whenever that is. So that will not happen tomorrow, but we'll still get the schedule tomorrow either way. With or without Josh Allen on today's show tomorrow, we're getting the NFL schedule. Thanks a lot to Mike Schoep right there. You can hear me with him today. We'll reverse roles again at 4 p.m. on WGR. We'll take a time out here. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about the schedule, schedule leaks, schedule releases, and what's happening with the NFL schedule release this week and tomorrow, especially here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. All right, welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back in, and everything you're talking about with the schedule, this Josh Allen thing is now kind of going crazy, but doesn't need to be. He is not going to be on the Today Show tomorrow, but that still doesn't take away from the fact the Bills could still have some sort of big reveal on the Today Show or any other network coming up tomorrow. Hey, we have your ticket to 8 amazing golf experiences with the WGR VIP golf card. For just one low price of $129, unlock a season of golfing adventures, including Diamond Hawk, Shamrock Hills, Attica's 10th hole and golf course, Bobolink, and Golf Dojo. Your WGR VIP golf card also hooks you up with a free box of premium Vero X1 golf balls from Encore Golf and score deals at Rick Zarek Golf Warehouse on Transit in Bowmansville. A portion of the proceeds will benefit PGA Hope. Get all the details and purchase your WGR VIP golf card today at GetMyPerks.com. Speaking of golf, we are less than a week away from the Par for a Purpose down in Ellicottville. Double Black Diamond Golf Course. All right, now listen. May 19th, that's next Monday, you can join us. It's going to benefit the 11-day Power Play. Registration includes lunch, dinner, two drink tickets, greens fees, cart, and prizes. You got to go to WGR550/events.com to register now, courtesy of Ellicottville Chamber of Commerce and Labatt. I'm going to be there in a foursome with Jeremy, Joe, and Nate. And you can hang out with us, talk sports, tell us you hate us on the radio. It doesn't matter. As long as you're there and participating, we are happy and grateful for you. Let's go to Mark in Northern California. What's going on, Mark?
Good morning, Sal. So question for you. When you talk to Mike North, does he ever brought up the idea of aligning a, like say, a movie or TV series debut with a certain matchup that has some link to it? Because I have a thought on something coming up in October. And maybe this is a far-fetched theory, but it's worth mentioning.
Well, I've never specifically asked him anything like this, but go ahead with your theory. What is it?
Well, Marvel Zombies is debuting in early October with Haley Steinfeld, and I'm wondering if they're and that's on Disney Plus. So I'm wondering if they're gonna, you know, close to that debut, if they're gonna put a Bills game on a Monday night close to that debut.
I mean, it's possible, right? I mean, what is, so Disney would be what? ESPN, right? That's Monday night. Yeah.
Exactly.
So ESPN, Disney, Monday night. Mark, I would say this. That is, I've not heard anything like that before. I've never brought it up, but I'd be lying if I sat here and told you that I thought you were nuts, because I think that all those things can always tie together, right? This is big business we're talking about. Cross promotion we're talking about, right? We see it all the time. You're watching an NFL game on Fox or CBS, and they're like, you know, this game brought to you by, and they bring out like a movie trailer or something, you know? I mean, this happens a lot. I wouldn't completely doubt it. All right. So when is that game going to be, or when is that movie coming out?
October 3rd, I believe. It's a series on Disney Plus.
Oh, it's a series on October 3rd. Okay. And yeah, maybe. Now I would say this though. The only issue I would say is when Josh was going to go on the Today Show, which he's not right now, that wouldn't tie into this because that would be NBC. Whereas this would be what you're talking about, ESPN/ABC. You know what I mean? But it still could tie in some way with them playing a Monday night game at that time of year and tying it in. So I like it. I like it, Mark.
Okay. And I'm also wondering too if the I don't think this is more as likely to happen, but would the Jets be the final opponent in the stadium? Because they were the first opponent in the stadium.
Ooh. I've always thought Patriots or Dolphins would fit more. And by the way, when we say final opponent, let's remember, there's probably, let's hope, knock on wood somewhere, there's more final opponents, not just the regular season one. When I did talk, I will say this, Mark, when I talked to Mike North in the podcast you reference, I did ask him about this. He basically indicated, in so many ways of saying it, like, yeah, they do think a little bit, it's not really top of mind, the opening opponent or the closing opponent in the final year of the stadium. It is so much more about the new stadium and when they think about who's opening that stadium. So I came away from our conversation thinking, I don't know if they're going to really think so much about it, but I do think it will be a division team or something that, you know, can kind of resonate a little bit more with the fan base.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
You got it. Good call. Good questions. I wonder, what are you looking for in the Bills? It is funny when people say, who will the final opponent be in Highmark Stadium? Well, those are two different completely answers. One is, who is the scheduled final regular season opponent, which the NFL has control over? And then there's the, who do they actually play in the playoffs, which we're all hoping they have playoff games, right? The only way they wouldn't is if they don't win the division. And, you know, that could possibly happen. But if they win the division, they're having a playoff game at home. If they They get the one seed or two seed. They could have two playoff games at home, I guess even more than that, but, you know, different seed, but they could have multiple playoff games at home, like last year. So, you know, when you think about the final opponent at current Highmark Stadium, yes, I think the league at least is cognizant, based on my conversations with Mike North about that. But the way he described it was more like, well, we're not really thinking about that as much as we would definitely be thinking about who opens the new stadium. Think about that possibility. Let's just say the Bills finally do it. They get to the Super Bowl. They win the Super Bowl. We're having a parade. Now we're talking about, how about this? Opening the new Highmark Stadium on Thursday Night Football, week one, with a Lombardi Trophy ceremony and banner unveiling ceremony raising. Like, that would be amazing, right? That'd be the ultimate unbelievable start to the new stadium. I know a lot of the media was out there yesterday at the new stadium. We'll have Brayton Wilson on at some point to talk NHL draft and lottery. He's really good at, like, the prospects, NHL prospects, and also about his experience at the new stadium yesterday. I know a lot of the media was out there. I haven't been out there in quite a while. I'm sure I will at some point again, but I was unable to make it yesterday, and I know that several people I know Brayton was here, from Odyssey, and a bunch of other people around, you know, the media, you've seen videos, and it just seems like it's coming together. I saw some seats, Josh. Seats inside the new stadium. Saw those. The home opener is always, to me, the home opener has always been even more of a kind of, well, obviously this year, the closing home game, the final regular season game at Highmark Stadium means more than it ever has before, obviously. But the home opener has always meant something, always. So we'll see. 803-0550 is the number to call. You want to jump on board here, the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. What are you looking for on the Bills' schedule? What do you want? What do you not want? I was thinking back a little bit. You know, the Bills are on primetime now a lot, obviously, right? And they were not on primetime for a long time. If you go back to the 1980s, it was just Monday Night Football, right? And then Sunday Night Football came in. There was an occasional Thursday night game. Then the 1990s, the Super Bowl years, there were some great, great games at this stadium during primetime. I remember I was at the Raiders game where they came back. Go watch it. 1990. Come back against the Raiders. And the Bills have, like, they're in the fourth quarter. Steve Tasker blocks a punt. I think it's Nate Odoms returns it for a touchdown. Big comeback in the fourth quarter. They had a big comeback against the Rams one year, a little bit that year before that, maybe. Frank Reich, before the actual big comeback, they had that one. Then another one against they had another big game against the Broncos here inside the stadium. Giants came 1990, I believe, maybe 91. Like, there was a lot of games that Bills wore a red helmet with a standing white buffalo in that game. There's been a lot of really cool primetime games over the years that the Bills have had inside this stadium. The first one I remember, though, the first primetime game I remember, and I don't remember watching the whole game, obviously, but I remember Bills Dolphins, and some dude climbed the wire of the net where the goalposts are. And I bet you some of you listening out there go, oh yeah, I remember that too. I remember that. Let's see if I can find it on YouTube. Bills Dolphins, Monday night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Football net. Let's see. Let's see if I can find it here. I wonder if it's not... I'd have to go back and look. It was in the 1980s. But yeah, that happened. Some dude climbed the net. That's when Bills fans started getting this weird reputation, well before they have it now, of the social media stuff and the viral stuff and Bills Mafia out in the parking lot and all that. Let's go to John in Hamburg. Hi, John. What's going on?
Hey, Sal. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks.
I just drove by the stadium. I took a picture of it, and the glass is going in.
Man, that's amazing. Love it.
Oh, no, I know, right? Amazing is right.
How's it look? Look good to you?
Oh, yeah, looks really good. I mean, I took it from where the Bills store is, but I got it's closer than where, what's the name of that restaurant? It's behind the restaurant that it looks better.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I get to wait. Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you. If you go down Southwestern right there, I think the where it looks. And also, it also looks different this time of year than it does in the fall when there's no leaves. Now there's leaves. So if you're driving down the 219, you could definitely see it coming out now. But if you have, you drive down there when there's no leaves, it looks, it's even bigger and right in front of your face more. We'll take a timeout. What's the first, I'll ask Josh this one. I'm going to give Josh time to think about this. And when we come back, I'll ask you, what's the first Bills primetime game you ever remember watching in any capacity? Even if it's just a clip. We'll do that when we come back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Hey, join Brian Cozio as he broadcasts live on Saturday. This Saturday from Batavia Downs Casino. 2 to 5 p.m., then celebrate Preakness with their 2025 Tacos and Tequila Fest, inside the Park Place Event Center from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Tickets are only $35 and include tequila samplings, $20 gaming free play, $5 wager to use on the Preakness, and a complimentary taco bar. Visit BataviaDownsGaming.com to get your tickets. Why did I say turkets? Tickets while you still can. Sorry, fighting through this read right here. Also, real quickly, join us in the fight against cancer by riding with Bulldog and WGR's Ride for Roswell team on Saturday, June 28th. Once you join our team, you're going to receive an email to pick up your team t-shirt and water bottle at Tom's Pro Bikes on Walden Avenue in Lancaster. If you're not a rider, you can still support the cause by donating to our team and helping us reach our goal of $10,000 before the ride. Visit WGR550.com for more details. Travis in Buffalo. What's going on, Travis?
Hey, what's going on, Sam?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I got an idea for Let's Get Stew, but I know it's more of a Jeremy and Joe question.
Okay.
statement, but what if, you know, because I feel like the Bills are definitely going to make the playoffs, right? That's just my opinion. What if we play our playoff games in the new stadium?
Because it's not going to be ready, that's why.
Okay. So is there an end date for when it's actually ready?
Yeah, next July.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You're not even getting in that stadium until next July, Travis. I mean, so yeah, that's not happening. There's no possible way any events are even happening until then. When it does happen, it won't be a football game to start. It's going to be something else. So, but yeah, that stadium's not opening until July of next year. Playoff games are in January. You're still 6 months out from an opening of that stadium. All right, what's your first primetime game to remember for the Bills?
Well, we were talking about this in the break, and as we talked about it, so I started getting more into it as I was a teenager.
Yes.
But my first memory is the Bills-Patriots primetime game when it was 25-6. That was when Derek Anderson
started. That's, yeah, Josh Allen's rookie year. He's hurt.
You know who else was some? I'm just looking at the stats.
LeSean McCoy lined up in Wildcat to open that game.
Yeah. I'm looking at some of the stats of this, though. You know who the leading rusher for the Patriots was?
Damien Harris.
Cordarrelle Patterson.
Wow. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. They used him in the backfield a lot that game. It was kind of unveiling him, and that's when Belichick's playing chess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, the leading rusher for the Bills, Chris Ivory. Yeah.
Chris Ivory. Well, listen, Chris Ivory, that year, Josh's rookie year, he had a big game against the Vikings, and that game Josh hurdled Barr. Remember that game? That Chris Ivory had like a big touchdown that game or a long pass.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
All I remember from that game is the hurdle. I have a shirt with the picture of him hurdling over the guy. That, I bought that like the next week or something like that. Somebody made it.
What is what's in store for the Bills primetime in 2025? We will find out for sure tomorrow night. Maybe more comes out today. We'll have a lot more for you on that on WGR as the day goes on. Sabres Live up next. One Bills Live. They'll keep talking schedule, I'm sure, when they come your way at 1 o'clock. And then, of course, show up with the Bulldog at 3 here on WGR. I'll be joining them at 4 p.m. today. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. Back on tomorrow to talk more Buffalo Bills schedule release, and schedule leaks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.